I'm nice right now, friend. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air?
Super talented rapper, Mr. Asher Roth. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Fantastic, I'm fine.
I danced my face off and had this one girl completely naked.
Are you enjoying London?
I am. I really, really love it out here. I'm actually trying my best to not move out here because I want to move out here so bad, and everyone's like, don't do it just yet, but I'm trying my best to relinquish the temptation to be out here for good.
And drink Miller Lite on thirsty Thursday and Tuesday night ice, and I can get pizza a dollar a slice.
So now, of course, a lot of people may know you through the massive hit single, Isle of Collie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something I want to ask you. Obviously, I haven't had the chance to get to run around celebrities. Mm-hmm. But you've obviously heard Chidi Bang's opposite of Adults, haven't you?
Right, with the record, yeah.
Yeah. There's a line when he says, somebody tell Roth, I don't look Collie.
Right.
Why does he say that? And are you guys friends?
I mean, I guess, you know, that he didn't have the same experiences that I did. But I wouldn't say we're friends. I've yet to really meet them in person, but we've talked through a few people. I know that Yasmin hit me up, DJ Yasmin, hit me up the other day, and she was with Chidi Bang, and they told him, they actually specifically said, yo, tell Asher, say what's up, and you know, that was not a diss at all, we were just simply saying, so,
okay.
It's all love, you know, it's all love, yeah, we're cool, we're good.
With people like Swizz Beatz, I think, and Pharrell.
Swizz, Pharrell, absolutely.
What's it like working with them?
It's interesting. I mean, just in all I can really compare it to is my other album, Sleep in the Bread Owl, the first kind of experience. And that go around was really fun for me because I worked with Oran Yoel, who's a buddy, who's really a buddy, very
okay.
Talented musician, but very much a friend at the same time. So we made that record, you know, sleeping on his couch, sleeping on his floor. We recorded three or four of those records in his living room closet. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So the experience is so vastly different. I mean, now it's a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to keep the same aspect of how fun that was. And you know, working with Pharrell, you know, specifically Pharrell, he's amazing as far as just like harnessing ideas and just a conversation we're having right now, he can turn it into a song.
Really?
It's just like, and to someone to actually be able to transfer the, like, you know, just everyday conversation into the music language so easily. It's just, it's a credit to where he is in his life. It's a beautiful thing. So being able to get this experience with the Swisses and the Pharrells and the Ryan Leslies of the world,
yeah,
has just been, it's been awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if everybody would please put their drink as high as they can, as high as they can.
So you get a lot of comparisons to Eminem, a lot of them. Do you like that?
I mean, I think at this point the whole thing is just, you know, the differentiating myself as far as, you know, because a lot of people just look at you know, skin color or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, I think we've really distanced ourselves from where we are, especially, you know, with records like Grind and the Roth EP that's coming out. I think at this point it's starting to, you know, that noise is starting to go away and people are starting to understand who Asher Roth is as a person.
Yeah.
It's always Asher Roth as a person. You know, I'm really just a fun-loving guy that gives a shit. I care. You know, I genuinely do care about, you know, the kids and the culture and enjoying it and hoping, you know, using my voice for a positive rather than just, you know, talking about myself.
So your new single, Grind,
mm-hmm.
I've heard it, I love it.
Oh, thank
you.
You're
going to this kind of pursuit of happiness speech at the
mm-hmm.
end.
Yeah.
What's the song about for those that haven't heard?
Grind is an acronym. It stands for Get Ready, It's a New Day.
$1,500 another. Yeah, yeah, yo, this one's for the people. All the bees that are bleeding and sleeping and eat should be the thought we all equal.
Yeah, it's just about, it's just getting back to the stuff that's really important to people. And I feel like, just as a whole, and not just me, but me specifically, just about prioritizing and reprioritizing and the things that actually mean something in life. And I feel like so many people, you know, I hear these stories over and over again about people who just, you know, work.